The White House is confirming a key detail in a whistleblower complaint that alleges President Donald Trump abused the power of his office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The complaint says the White House moved to lock down details of the president's July phone call with Ukraine's leader because officials understood the gravity of what had been said. A senior administration official acknowledges the rough transcript was moved to a highly classified system, but just why and when lawyers directed that move remain unclear. Attorneys here at the White House had been made aware of concerns about the president's comments on the call before the whistleblower complained to the intelligence community's inspector general. The president is stepping up his attacks on the whistleblower and whomever provided information used in the complaint. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning him against retaliating. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Pakistan's prime minister urged the international community Friday to intervene in Indian-controlled Kashmir and prevent a war between nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan. Imran Khan told the UN General Assembly the situation in Kashmir will turn into, in his words, a bloodbath.
So what do they think? What will the people of Kashmir do when they lift the curfew? They will be out in the streets. And what will these soldiers do? They will shoot them.
The security crackdown on the Muslim-majority territory has led to a dangerous escalation between the nuclear neighbors. Speaking a short time before Khan, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made no mention of the situation in Kashmir, but he did speak about terrorism. India says Kashmir is a bilateral issue to be resolved with Pakistan, but has resisted engaging in any talks. This is VOA News. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, were rescued in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school in northern Nigeria. Ciara Lee of Reuters has details.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between five and late teens. It thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
Ciara Lee of Reuters reporting. A British-flagged tanker detained by Iran in July has arrived in Dubai, according to the Refinitiv ship tracking data. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the Stena Impero was the center of international tensions between the U.S., Britain, and Iran.
Earlier this week, Iran said all legal hurdles for the ship to be released had been cleared. The judicial file on the vessel is still open, though, and the process of looking into violations committed by the ship is ongoing, according to Iranian authorities. The seizure of Stena Impero ratcheted up tensions in the region. It came after attacks in May and June on other merchant vessels in Gulf waters. Incidents Washington blamed on Tehran, who denied any involvement. The British ship's owner, Swedish company Stena Bulk, said on Wednesday it was not in negotiations with Iran and was unaware of any formal charges against the crew or the company.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. A key component of the U.S. economy, consumer spending, continued to rise last month, but just a little. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. The Commerce Department says personal income was up 0.4% last month. That boosted the savings rate to 8.1%, a sign that consumers aren't overspending. Consumers are a key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports have slipped. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. stocks fell Friday after news that the Trump administration was considering delisting Chinese companies from U.S. stock exchanges and limiting U.S. investments into China. Just before the close, the Dow was down 0.25%, while the S&P was off by nearly 2/3. The Nasdaq fell 1.14%. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
B-O-A-1. All the hits and more. B-O-A-1. The best music.